All right, so this weekend, Saturday, January 19th, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Lawyers Mall at 100 State Circle downtown in Annapolis, we're gathering a whole bunch of concerned citizens for the Marylanders United for Gun Rights to basically come together and just express our concern regarding everything that's been going on after the Sandy Hook tragedy and how you know, the government is imposing a lot of new restrictions on law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms.
Well, you know, how concerned are you about what the president said today regarding the new executive orders he's going to take and the new laws he's going to push to Congress? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it concerns me in the sense that there, any time that government tries to get involved with the Second Amendment rights, toward law-abiding citizens, they're just going to continue to keep taking away and taking away until eventually law-abiding citizens are going to be eventually stripped of all their Second Amendment rights. I mean, the main thing that concerns me is the ban on semi-automatic weapons and the so-called quote-unquote assault rifles or semi-automatic weapons pretty much includes a very, very wide variety of handguns that a lot of law-abiding citizens use to protect their families, not just, the AR-15 rifles, but we're talking about semi-automatic handguns like the Glock or the SIG. Those are guns that a lot of law-abiding citizens use in their homes responsibly to protect their families. Another concern would be the limit to the magazines and the 10-round limitation. I guess if Congress or the president is going to limit the amount of rounds that a family can have to protect themselves, I see that as being a big problem.
And what do you hope that the president would do, or Vice President Biden, or even Governor O'Malley? What issue do you think that's bigger aside from increased background checks or whatnot? I mean, what do you think? What would you like to see happen?
Well, quite frankly, I'd like to see them to maybe impose, better restrictions on some of the big pharma companies that are drugging our children. Look at Adam Lanza. I mean, evidently from what I gathered from the news sources, this young man was drugged up on antidepressants and all that. And it's a shame that he had access to the weapons that his mother had, but I'd like to see Congress maybe impose more regulations with respect to big pharma.